Hello and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. A Chattanooga food blogger has gone prime time. Beth Kirby writes about food and cooking on her blog, Local Milk. Beth Kirby is an amateur chef. Her cooking skills have won her a spot on the Master Chef competition. That's a reality TV show hosted by Gordon Ramsay. Each week, the contestants on MasterChef cook for Ramsay and other judges.
Two dreadful dishes, underwhelming, badly thought out, and on the verge of an insult.
The show airs Wednesday nights on the Fox Network. Several contestants have already been eliminated, but Chattanooga's own Beth Kirby is still in the game. She joins us today on Around It About. Beth Kirby, welcome to Around It About Chattanooga.
Thank you.
How difficult was it getting on the show MasterChef? Why do you think that the producers chose you to be on the show?
I'm not sure why they chose me, but my theory is I had an interesting story, and I don't look like someone who would have that story. I spent probably the 15 years prior to 2 years ago as an active addict and alcoholic, and I cleaned up and discovered this passion for cooking that had been there all along, but I was finally able to pour myself into it. And I basically eat, sleep, breathe food. I'm a writer and a photographer as well, a food writer and food photographer. So I think between that story and basically finding my identity again, finding my purpose in cooking after getting clean, and basically really not doing much else other than cook.
Because the point of the show is you're not all professional chefs. You're more home cook kind of cooks.
Exactly. Completely self-trained, home cook. Everything I learned, I taught myself, you know, with a little help from Google.
What was it like actually getting to meet Gordon Ramsay in person? Because, like, he has about as many shows on Fox as Seth MacFarlane now, and there are shows with names like Kitchen Nightmares and Hotel Hell and Hell's Kitchen. He just seems like he'd be so intimidating.
The thing is, not at all. First of all, he really doesn't seem that different in person on the long pauses. He makes those long pauses. But the first time I met him, he was incredibly kind and actually quite affable. I've also had the dubious distinguishment of having Gordon Ramsay scream at me for an extended period of time. But somehow, I think after having, you know, watched him on television, especially Kitchen Nightmares was a show I like to watch. And I always just thought it was so funny. Gordon Ramsay is so funny when he's so mean to those people, and then you're that person, and it's still kind of funny. I think if you could laugh at yourself and remember what it was like to watch it, and remember that Gordon Ramsay is one part chef, one part brilliant television personality. So yeah, it really wasn't that intimidating, and it was kind of funny.
Well, for you to win the competition, everybody else has to lose. So do you get along well with the other contestants? Are you able to be friends with people who I guess you're hoping fail eventually?
You know, I think when they pick us, they pick a wide variety of personalities and conflict is inevitable. They choose it that way. And so there are personalities that I think it's just like oil and water. I mean, it's science that we don't mix. But there are the majority of my fellow contestants I love. And the problem is I'm not that competitive. I want to win, but in a perfect world, I want them to win too. I really don't want to see them fail. I want to see everyone do their best and just, you know, whoever's left standing at the end is left standing at the end. And of course you hope that's yourself, but if it were one of my friends on the show, I would be overjoyed for them, frankly.
Well, that's good, because, yeah, the producers give you lots of opportunities to stab each other in the back.
Yeah. I don't play that way. It's one of those things, my whole outlook on life is what's meant to be will be, and you just do your best every day. So I don't really go in for the backstabbing, the competitiveness. It's just not my thing. I think I might be the exception to the rule on that, but I just like to do my best. I say I'm extremely competitive with one person, me.
It's time for your next mystery box challenge.
You and the contestants have to make all these random dishes each week, and often you have to use completely random ingredients from mystery boxes and things.
As with every mystery box challenge, the contestants have to prepare, cook, and present one incredible dish using all or some of the ingredients inside the box.
How much actual planning and preparation do you get? Do they give you any instructions, or is it really like it appears to be on the show where they just throw you in and say, go for it?
What you see is pretty much what you get. We might have a 2 minute gap that you don't see, probably max 2 minutes more to think about what we're going to do than you see us get. So virtually, yeah, we have no time. It really is off the top of your head.
What do you do if they ask you to make something and like you don't even know what it is? It's some weird French thing you've never even heard of. What do you do?
Well, luckily that hasn't happened. but, you know, I think most of us are passionate about food, so we have some idea of what it is. So really, you wing it, you do your best, and frankly, you could go home. If you have no idea what it is, you have no option other than to try your best to make it and, you know, probably fail if you don't know what it is.
Yeah, because each week they pick at least one person to go home based on various things that happen throughout each episode, including mm-hmm. how well you cooked whatever you were supposed to cook. And then sometimes you have mm-hmm. to cook for it. Like last week you cooked for the cast of Glee.
Yes, we did.
That looked like, that looked like that would be fun, but I don't know. I mean, at least if you're a fan of Glee.
Well, first of all, I'd never seen Glee. I'd actually never seen MasterChef before I auditioned for it. I don't watch a lot of television. So I'm walking in there and Brie, her eyes are, they're already big, but they were 10 times bigger than they already are because she's a huge Glee fan and she recognized where we were instantaneously.
Brie, you look like you just stepped off the set for Glee. Do you watch the show?
I do.
How cool is this?
It's insane.
Half of us are like, what is this? And you could just see her face light up. It was so exciting for her. And then I wished I was a Glee fan. I am, however, familiar. I say I'm familiar. I know I can't remember her name. But what's her name?
Oh, Jane?
Jane.
Yeah, the really mean coach on Glee.
Jane Marie something. But anyway, I watched her comedy, and I was a big fan of hers. So that was exciting for me.
Jane Lynch. That's
Marie Lynch. Yes. She's hilarious. So that was very cool. But yeah, the thing is when you're there, you're so focused on what you're doing. Because you know, if you fail, you're going to have to do something else stressful. If you're doing something stressful, if you fail, you're going to have to do something else stressful. So you're really, really focused on the task at hand. And frankly, I could have been cooking in a garage somewhere. It's like the fact that you're on a movie set, the fact that it's the cast of Glee, while you're doing it, at least for me, that was the farthest thing from my mind.
So you really get in the zone when you're cooking. You're not like sitting there trying to look over other people's shoulders and say, what's he making? What's she making?
No. It's, you know, you really do have to focus, especially in the team challenge. Everyone is kind of a cog in this machine, and you just focus on your task, because if everyone does that, then it's going to come together cohesively. So,
and you have a blog called Local Milk. It's at localmilk.blogspot.com, where obviously you write about food, you do photography, pictures of food, and that's kind of like the cliche of name things on the internet is I posted a picture of my dinner, but you actually do it in a way that's interesting. How do you do that?
Well, you know, for me, it's what I do professionally as well. So I like to say that I sort of take a three-pronged approach to food. There's obviously the writing of the recipes, the getting creative with flavors and ingredients. And then there's making the food beautiful, because it's the thing. When you're sharing food on the internet, you can do that. You can Instagram, you know, your brunch at a restaurant with your phone. But if you're like me and these are recipes you've created that are yours and you've put yourself into, you want a way to share that with people. And technology isn't quite there. You can't taste it over the internet. Science needs to get on that. But in the meantime, the only way to share people, to inspire them to make it, is to give them beautiful photographs, to, you know, prompt their imagination. So I got really into food styling and food photography because I wanted to share my cooking with people, with a wider audience. And the only way to do that was to make the images beautiful, appetizing, interesting. I like the pictures to not just look yummy, like food porn, quote unquote, but I want the pictures to have a story. It's not just about the taste of food. It's about the experience of sitting down at the table, relationships, a beautiful table, aesthetics. It's this whole experience that I want to communicate with my photographs and then with the writing as well. So I really want to evoke an experience and a life around the food.
What is your favorite dish to cook?
I honestly do not have a favorite dish to cook. I get bees in my bonnet and I get things that I like to, I'll go through a massive souffle phase, or I'll make pie constantly, or I'll dream up, you know, a blue billion ice cream flavors. But it really depends on the season. Usually I'm inspired by the ingredients that, you know, are in season, that are at the market. And then, you know, whatever preparation I happen to be on a kick on, that's kind of where I go.
Well, you're on MasterChef. It's on every Wednesday night on Fox at 8 p.m. with Gordon Ramsay. You're on primetime TV. What is the reaction of your friends and family been to actually seeing you there on the TV every week?
I think my friends and family are more excited than I am.
Really?
Yeah, people get really excited. People are really happy for me. And that's been the nicest part, actually, is people I haven't talked to in a long time, like, reach out and send me an email and be like, we're really proud of you. And I'm like, hi, person I haven't talked to in 10 years. That's really kind. Thank you. And it's just been nice, you know, the encouragement I've gotten from friends and family and even just locals that I don't know. It's been really pleasant.
Well, Gordon Ramsay is not shy about giving you his complete unvarnished opinion, but when you're cooking for your friends and your family, do you want them to, like, just unconditionally praise what you do, or do you want honest opinions from them?
I want honest opinions, and I'm very, I try to get it out of them. I'm blessed with very honest friends and family. As a matter of fact, my parents, every time they praise me, they like to remind me that they're not the sort of parents that would say it if they didn't mean it, which is true. You know, so when they say it's awesome, I know it's awesome. And if it could use improvement, you know, I have really good critics. And I always, that's a problem. If I cook you dinner, this is also like an experiment. I need feedback. I should give people comment cards because that's how I get better.
Well, Beth, thank you so much for talking with us. Again, MasterChef, it's on Wednesdays on Fox. And of course, you can see that here in Chattanooga. And what is your website again?
It is localmilk.blogspot.com.